大家好，我是早安英文的 Jack。
欢迎收听今天的。
花铃行动力今天。大家好，我是早安英文的 Jack。Hello everyone, and welcome to another Morning English podcast.
What's up, guys?
I'm joined by Sunny, of course.
This is Sunny from Morning English, and welcome back to our channel.
So, Sunny, would you care to join me for dinner tonight?
You know what, Jack? If I ever say no to this question, I want you to just slap right in my face.
Okay, I'll make sure I do.
What? No, I'm just saying this. You cannot slap in my face.
Aw, come on.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're talking about dinner, so how about we share with our audience some useful expressions about ordering a meal?
Ordering a meal. 点餐 I like it. 点餐 follow me.
点餐点餐
点餐
点餐
It means ordering a meal.
啊，我要点餐。
Yes. 今天我就要来和 Jack 一起和大家聊一聊一些在点餐的时候能够用到的一些很实用的表达。其实我知道在国外点餐的时候，大家是不是都会觉得有一些的难呢？比如说，只会说 this, that, I want this. Just one, this, this one.
Yeah, 我要，我要。
其实在国外用英文点餐并没有那么的难，只是要掌握一些比较重要的单词 keywords. And we're going to teach you some tips, and we hope that you can find it very useful.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm sure they will be. I mean, I've said to you before, when I first got to China, I just pointed at the menu and hoped that it was something tasty.But luckily for me, I like almost every food on the planet, so that's not a problem.
是的，他以前那个 Jack 以前告诉过我，他刚来中国的时候就也不知道用中文点餐，所以他就是随便对着菜单上一指，也不会说什么这个那个，然后就希望自己找到一个比较好吃的东西了，看造化了。但是他最后发现这些东西，哎，都还不错，说明我们大中国的美食还是很棒的。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信、微博搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“笔记”两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到啦。好的，我们首先来看第一个比较实用的表达，它是 May I have a menu, please? 当我们进入一个餐厅的时候，我们肯定想说，哎，看看菜单，点点东西，觉得自己很懂的样子。那么 menu 这个单词 M-E-N-U 就是表示菜单。如果你不知道吃什么好，最好最直接的一个方法就是问这个服务生 specialty 招牌菜。通常招牌菜都是一个餐厅最好吃的。哎，对了，这个招牌菜 Can you spell specialty for us?
Yeah, of course I can. It's
S-P-E-A-C-I-L-T. No, it's S-P-E-C-I-A-L-T-Y, specialty.
Yeah, that's the one. I was just testing you, Sunny.
Okay, fine. 你可以这样直接问，你可以直接问这个服务生 What's this restaurant's specialty? 这个餐厅的招牌菜是什么？或者可以问他 What's the chef's specialty? 这个厨师的招牌菜是什么？当然了，也不排除那种你真的吃不惯的这种情况。那如果是这样的话，也就真的是去餐厅之后随便点吧，真的就看造化。
Yeah, so the specialty changes from day to day, and it is what the chef will be specially preparing on that day. Usually, this is a good choice to ask for. If you want to know more about the dish, you can always just ask, how is the dish cooked, or what is this dish like?
其实这个特色菜、招牌菜呢，他们是通常是每天都会变化的，不一样的。那么如果你想知道这道菜里面有些什么，或者说这道菜是怎样做的，你就可以问他们 how is the dish cooked?或者说 What's this dish like? 这个菜是长什么样的呢？这个菜是怎么做的呢？能不能描述一下这道菜？那么当你这样问了之后呢，别人就会告诉你各种各样的信息，比如说这道菜是怎样做的 or maybe the flavor, it might be sweet, 甜甜的 or
Yeah, it could be anything, it could be like sweet or sour, crunchy,
酸的
or crunchy?
crunchy, 脆的或者是Crispy, 也是表示脆脆的，或者还有一个比较咸的叫 salty.
So if you want to have less of something in your dish, like oil for example, you can just ask there to be less of it. So this request is very simple. For example, can you make the fish less oily?
Can you make the steak less
salty.
Salty, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
比如说，如果我们想让一道菜里面，少辣、少盐、少油，我们就可以说 less of something. 比如说 ，Can you make the fish less oily? Can you make my steak less salty? 让我的牛排啊、少盐，很简单。
Oh, and we have one more very important thing to pay attention to.
Oh, what is it?
Well, if you're allergic to anything, you're going to want to ask if that thing you're allergic to is in the dish.
Oh, yes.
So, for example, does the dish contain shrimps? I'm allergic to seafood.
对，还有一个很重要的事情就是要问一下这道菜里面有没有包含让你过敏的东西。比如说有的人他会对、海鲜过敏，那么你就一定要问清楚、I'm allergic to seafood, so does this dish contain shrimps? 对海鲜过敏、这道菜里面有没有虾子，那么这个 allergic,A-L-L-E-R-G-I-C 就是表示过敏， allergic to something 就是表示对某物过敏。
So the main two things that people are allergic to are nuts and seafood. So yeah, just ask, does this contain nuts or does this contain seafood?
其实这种、两种最主要的让人过敏的、食品呢，一种就是坚果 nut. It's N-U-T, right, Jack?
Yeah, that's right, N-U-T.
还有一种就是刚刚前面已经讲过的这个海鲜 seafood. 如果说有对这两种物质过敏的话呢，还是需要记住这个表达 be allergic.To nuts or to seafood. 那么其实我们知道在国外吃饭是分几道菜的，比如说、我知道的有头盘 starter, 然后有这个 soup, 汤品 and what's the next, Jack?
Well, after soup, you've got your second course.
Second course.
Yeah, second course.
副菜应该是，对，副菜。
Then you have your main course.
Main course, 主菜。
And then you have dessert.
Dessert, 甜品。
甜品。
虽然说在国外大多数餐厅不是很讲究这些，你可以按照自己的喜好点，但是如果说、你去了一些比较高级的餐厅，或者说你在这些餐厅你也是可以要求上餐的顺序的。比如说如果你想先吃沙拉，你就可以用到 start with 这个词组。比如说 I like to start with the shrimp salad, 或者是 I have the mushroom salad to start with.我要先吃一个、海鲜沙拉，或者说是我想要先吃一个蘑菇沙拉。
Yes, so to start with something is of course what you will have first in your meal. That's why the dish before the main course is called the starter. So if you want to order steak or
oh,
a...
Steak. Oh, steak. I love
trust me.
Steak.
Steak. Every time I think about steak. Yeah, so if you want to order steak or a similar meat dish, they may ask you how would you like your steak cooked.
How would you like your steak cooked?、如果说我们是去餐厅点牛排，或者说其他的比较相像的肉菜的话，他们就可能问、你想要你的牛排怎样的做、基本上也就是问几分熟之类的。 So how many choices do we have here?
Well, we have six choices. Raw.
Raw, so R-A-W.
Yeah, that's right. So just raw not
means...
cooked, basically.
Raw means not cooked.其实这个 raw 就表示生的 And the next, what do we have?
Rare, which
Rare.
is just a little bit cooked. So maybe just touch the grill, you know, just done.
Okay, so rare,、rare 就是我们常说的三分熟 R-A-R-E, 很嫩很嫩带血的那种
Medium rare?、
还有一个 medium rare, 前面加了一个 medium, 就是稍微熟一点点的样子四分
After that is medium
其实这个 medium 很好理解啊，它就是表示中间的，就是五分。
And after that is medium well done.
这个是表示七八分 medium well done.
And finally, you have almost burnt black well done.
最后一个就是全熟，就是 well done. 所以关于牛排几分熟的这些表达，这六个表达，希望大家都能够记住并且用得上。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以啦。
Well, that's all we've got time for today. But thanks for joining us again. I've been Jack,
and I've been Sunny.
See you guys next time.
Adios, amigos.
Adios.
I'm gonna go to have dinner with Jack.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go get steak now. I have to have one.
Okay. Anyway, see you guys next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.